I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
And it is the Canadian Comedy Awards and Fan Expo have fallen on the same weekend, so there are lots of depressed comedians and people dressed like Princess Leia hooking up at the Royal York all weekend. It's great. Matches made in heaven. Just wait for 20 years from now for the weirdest kids in the world. And the greatest, yes, weirdest and greatest. I guess there's nothing left to do but introduce the next the show you're here to see. But I feel like it would be weird for me to just introduce it myself. So, but I don't know. Like, I mean, I feel like I should get someone else to come out here and actually introduce these guys. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. I recognize this. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Amazing. Brett, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good. I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm real good. Yeah.
Nice. someone didn't think it was real. awesome. So are you excited for this show? I'm pumped.
Very excited.
Great. Well, let's introduce this show.
Okay, nominated for Best Podcast for Comedy Award is Illusionoid.
Let's Illusionoid, everybody, give it up.
Hey! Hey, everybody, it's Illusionoid. The boys are here. Illusionoid's in the house. Thank you. Wow. What an amazing... Is it foggy in here?
It's extremely foggy
in here. It's lasers. Fantastic. Hi, everybody. Fantastic. Hi, Lee, I heard. It's Gordoxley right in the front there. I am Lee Smarts. This is Paul Bates over here. Next to him is Nug Nargang.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. We are super, super thrilled to be doing this as part of the festival weekend of the Canadian Comedy Awards here at the Comedy Bar. Really, really excited because we've got a lot of amazing things planned for you guys tonight. Some really, really exciting stuff. Before we get started, I'm going to introduce our musical support. We have, first and foremost... on the theremin. I can see that device over there. It's a theremin.
That's a real theremin, guys.
Yeah. People say that the spirit of Philippe Theremin is trapped within that. Yeah. Okay. So please put your hands together and welcome on the theremin, Manos, the Hands of Fate. There he is. Manos, the Hands of Fate. Yeah. Manos is here. And on the iPad device over here, yeah, that's a trademark. I have to say the whole thing. I have to say iPad device. I think it's a Generation 2.
It's a new iPad.
Oh, it's a new iPad. All right. Yeah.
Relax. I've had it for like months.
We have on sound effects over here, we have the Dread Dormammu, the one whose name shall not be spoken. Yay! There he is. All right.
And now,
So I think I violated some occult tenet by saying that. Something could happen.
It's a trademark, though. You have to say the whole thing.
I do. I have to say the Dread Dormammu.
Let's, Manos, are you ready? Can we hear a little of what's happening over there?
Everybody go home.
Thank you. Good night.
This is our show tonight. This is it. We're doing Tubular Bells on stage.
Yeah. This is really good. Everyone get high. This is going to be great. This is going to be fantastic. Ah, now, the reason you're probably here. if not for us, Illusionoid, who's heard our podcast? Anyone? Great. We're into our second season now, but we were up to like 28 or so episodes. Yeah, so far. Only about 20 minutes long each, so do download those. Great for commutes, great for that special time.
They're already here. We have them.
Oh, all right. I don't have to sell you on them, but I listen to them on the toilet.
Billy just left.
I know. All right. So please, really, the special guest we're welcoming tonight, please welcome Billy West.
Yes!
That's crazy. That's overwhelming. But right now, I'd like all the ladies.
I would.
What? I didn't get enough applause, so I'd like to have a nice round of applause for my ass.
Look at that.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. Hello, hi.
Hey. Billy, thank you. Thank you for being here, and welcome to the show.
It is my pleasure.
A huge, huge thrill for us to have you on the show joining us tonight, improvising with us. You did know you're going to be improvising with us, is that right?
What?
Yeah. All right. So
I ain't scared of nothing. I'm 60 years old. You know what that means? Is you don't give a shit what anybody says or does. You're not afraid of anything.
Yeah. I just wanted to chat with you just a couple minutes before we get started with the show here, and just get to know you a little bit. We talked a little bit backstage, but find out a little bit more about you. I've been a huge fan of yours, personally speaking, since Ren and Stimpy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys remember Ren and Stimpy? We were talking earlier just about what a groundbreaking show that was, from the visual style to the performances of the characters, just everything. Now, were you both Ren and Stimpy?
After the first or second season, I did it. Everybody in town was auditioning for Ren, but I originally had auditioned for both of them, and then when John Kay got thrown off his own show, it was like he wanted me to go with him. He was like, you know, and it's like, where was he going? I don't know. And they were And I wasn't his partner. This is the honest to God's truth. I wasn't his partner. I wasn't, you know, I was like a hired gun. And so I wasn't making the kind of money those guys were making.
Right.
So he got all pissed off at me. And he had a very small but active group of posters on the early internet, you know. And oh, these people were such a fucking rock in my shoe.
Wow.
Why'd you do it? Why'd you kill him, eh? You know. Oh, by the way, I'm not making fun of Canada because the U.S. is your Mexico.
Yeah. Truer words. Yeah.
So, thought I'd get that in right away.
I didn't realize it was such heated controversy over the Ren and Stimpy thing. So when you did end up doing both voices, someone had asked us, did you do them concurrently, that you switch back and forth between
voices?
Oh, you
mean voices? In real time?
Yeah.
No, I had to do the script as one voice.
Uh-huh.
You know, it'd be like Stimpy, Stimpson J. Cat, and the big brain dead cat. I didn't even know what he was when I saw his picture. I thought they were microbes or... I didn't know what they were.
That's great.
They, you know, space creatures. I wasn't sure.
They bore no resemblance to cats or dogs.
No, but it was that was the beautiful part about it. And so Stimpy... it's like, I don't want to do the weirdest thing I can think of. And so my a lot of my early heroes were like Sid Caesar and the Three Stooges and Jonathan Winters and Wayne and Schuster, because I grew up in Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me try the hockey joke.
Do it.
Go for it.
Okay, the cavalry. There comes the cavalry, and Wayne and Schuster are the respective heads of each. And how? Mahavlich. Mahavlich? He's just as good as how?
Ah. Solid. Yeah. Nice.
Yep. So I loved all these guys. But the Stooges, you know, everybody could do Moe and everybody could do Curly, but no one gave a damn about Larry.
Yeah.
So I thought he was the most fascinating one, the very little that he did, you know. He'd be just like, be careful, Moe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Is every episode of Three Stooges. Right.
Hey, Moe, you took my money, didn't you? Yeah. Then it's Shemp. He's come back to haunt us.
You could say anything in that stupid voice. So he, John Kay got a kick out of that, and we had to amp him up, and so that's what became Stimpy. You had to kind of adhere to the parameters of a cartoon universe,
and so he was amped up like, hey, Ren, will you button me?
Which is just a sped up, you know,
hey, Mo, there's too much tinsel on the tree. You know.
Yeah.
It's just
I remember that episode. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Totally. And he'd be like, you know, brain dead with his little slogans. And happy, happy, joy, joy. And Ren was a quintessential asshole. You know, Jackie Gleason and all these other types that were like, you know, all couldn't keep a straight face. Everything made him mad. And it was a little bit of Peter Lorre. And this is what I was told when I was told to audition for it. And so it's like those German expressionistic movies where Peter Lorre would be like, I'd like a couple of hamburgers, please. And to make them raw. You know, and then he's a Chihuahua, so he was south of the border.
Right.
You know, and he had evolving marks on his body and his head spots and stuff. I liked that he was always a work in progress.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So then he would scream like Kirk Douglas, you know, in Crime Story, you know. He just would see everything going down. He couldn't do anything about it. He's like, I hate criminals. You know, comes home. How was your day, dear? I can't eat this slop. So that was in the Ren voice, too. And so was Burl Ives.
Oh, man. Burl Ives.
Yeah, the old folk singer. Hello, boys and girls. You know. Lavender blue, diddly diddly, lavender green. So that was in there, except from Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, stop or I'll shoot. I told you I'd shoot, but you wouldn't believe me. Why wouldn't you believe me?
Yeah.
And so all of those turned into...
It's a masterclass.
Yeah. So there you are with Ren and Stimpy.
That's fantastic.
I also did Doug for Nickelodeon at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I did the kid. He was very sweet. He was like 11 and a half year old, painfully shy kid who used to be fascinated with the girl in school. You know, every 11 year old guy dreams of like what it would be like to hold a hand with a pretty girl and go off somewhere into Elysian Fields and, you know, I don't want to do anything dirty.
Oh, come on.
Please.
Come on.
Should I?
We checked ID. Yeah, yeah, everyone's fine.
Dear diary, today I got my first pubic hair. And that's my dog, Pork Chop. And, hey, loser.
I did Roger Klotz, the bully.
Hey, loser. Hey, world. It's voting time, so vote for this.
Yeah, so that was the Nickelodeon years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think obviously, you know, I'm familiar from way back in those days. Not way back. It was about 20 years ago when Ren and Stimpy was on the air, right?
Yeah.
91, 92. And it started around then. But, you know, people are just thrilled that Futurama had its run on Fox and then was able to come back again.
And, I was lucky. Thank you.
I know. You know, speaking. Yeah, absolutely. And speaking for myself and Paul Bates and Mike Nugnargang over there, we're huge fans of Futurama. We, you know, it's almost formed like a template somewhat for what we do here, which is kind of that what we talked about backstage, that retro-futuristic.
It's like the 40s and 50s idea of the future.
Yes.
It
yes.
was a much better, you know, like Bender probably has we call them anti-gravity boots, but they were gravity boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like
use in anti-gravity.
Yeah. They are non-inflammable, too.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's the 40s and 50s idea. Yep. If you look at Amazing Stories, was that
magazine absolutely.
That had... Yeah. You can practically... There is a cover of one of those magazines that has a robot that looks almost exactly like Bender.
Yeah.
And it was great. You know, it's like robots now, they're not robots. They're just voice samples of every word in the English language. And you'll be talking to a lady on the phone. And it's, you know, please wait for an operator. You know, if you wish to press 3, press 2 now. No. That's a Scott LaRose joke. And he'll see this and he'll go, oh, yeah. No, I love you. I love you so much. That was the old days when I heard the thing that people used to have when they had cancer. I heard it for the first time when I had lunch with my mom. I was about 4, and in the corner I kind of heard, like, you know, this... the buzzing or something, and I was fascinated, and he was just like going, please pass the salt, you know. And I went, Mom, what is that? And she actually knew. My mother was smart. She said, that's a Bell Telephone artificial larynx. And so many years later, I'm in Las Vegas and I'm shitting around, and I go down to old Vegas and I look in the pawn shop window, guitar, coin, pistol, prosthetic leg, what? Yeah. You know, guy actually thought he could just, I'm going to come back.
That's right. I'll hop back here, get that
leg.
Yeah,
but there was also in that window was one of those things, the kazoo, you know? So I run home with it, and I'm like, oh, baby, you know, I haven't heard this sound. And good thing I learned to do it, because it doesn't work if you have a voice box.
Yeah.
I'm in the mirror going, hey, hi, oh, hello, nothing. So I had to keep hanging on to it my whole life, because that's what I think robots should sound like from the 50s, you know.
Of course, yeah.
You suck. Access denied. I hate you. Or I have cancer.
That's right. Nothing worse. Nothing worse.
And we all know the scourge of robot cancer is the worst cancer of all.
Yeah. Oh, nothing thank worse. You for saving me.
It's true.
But I had cancer. I'm a survivor. So not the tear, thank God. It usually hits you where you live, but I had my prostate removed. And it might sound something like this.
Ah!
It was alien.
Well, I could keep, and we could keep just talking with you all night
then
long.
Then why don't we do that?
Yeah. I know.
How long will you stay? It's Saturday.
Ultimately, that's exactly what we are going to do. We're just going to do it under the auspices of telling a story from the distant future. So, as you guys know how this works, we're going to take some suggestions from you guys. That's right, suggestions. And I haven't had a thing to drink. So we're going to come to you for some suggestions. Okay, so first of all, I would like, what is the most challenging subject that you can remember in high school? Like, it was something that really posed a challenge that you couldn't pass or you almost passed? Or
Ancient civilizations.
Wow.
That's what I heard.
That's a bad subject, and you should feel bad.
Yeah.
No, folks, he was only kidding.
I would also get, what was the name of someone you had a really, really big crush on, an unresolved crush?
Warden.
Who was that? Brandy Butts. Is that a real person? That's real. That's amazing. Brandy Butts.
Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to tell you guys tonight is a story from the far future that is called Space Science Academy. That takes place in a far off world location. And it's kind of like a high school. And we're going to encounter some of these suggestions that you guys have told us. So, ancient civilizations and Brandy Butts. Mm. All right.
That's right. It's payback time, Brandy Butts.
Oh, really?
I have something to show you.
Throw another log on the air conditioner.
Fantastic.
Can I be her?
Yeah, you can be whoever you like.
Of course. Right. But of course.
In the role of Brandy Bucks.
All right. So this is, we're going to open it with our package show opening, Billy. Listen to this. Here we go. In the distant future, mankind will be annihilated by his greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to the temporal platform. That's right. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hello! Can you hear me? I am the last living man in the universe, transmitting to you through the temporal platform. Listen to the platform! There, look, find the platform with your eyes. Yes, now listen. Listen as it vibrates with pleasure for you. Stop doing that to the platform! The platform was not built to be touched or pleasured.
It's for my back.
All right, platform, all right. Hear me! For I bring evil portents of the future to you in your present time. In your future, school will be harder. Ancient civilization class will cover more material.
Yeah.
All right.
But oh, they will forget to pay attention to the present civilizations. And the future civilizations and the parallel ones. Yes. This is my warning! Listen.
All right, class, please open your books to page 17.
Oh, man, page 17. I hate page 17.
You haven't even looked at it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Gregory.
Right. Sorry, Professor.
Brandy, have you opened your book? Brandy, pay attention.
Hello?
Brandy, please open your book to page 17.
17?
Yes.
All right. I feel so out of place here.
You may be the only girl at this science academy, but damn it, Brandy, you're the best girl we've got.
Thank you, but breasts aren't everything.
Oh, I disagree. Now,
here, Brandy, let me reach over and just let me get that page 17 for you.
Gregory, stop trying to brush up against her breasts.
Busted.
Jerks.
Now let's all silently read while teacher takes a nap.
Big and dumb and full of, you know what? Man pudding.
Well, she read that perfectly. Move on to page 18. All right.
Sir, I have a question.
Yes, Gregory.
Sure, are we supposed to be going on a field trip today or something? Yes, I had my permission form signed by my three parents.
Excellent. One of each, I see.
Yeah?
I'm glad you got the permission slip signed. Everything you need to know about this field trip is on page 18 of your textbook. So start reading.
Oh.
Yes, Brandy.
If I go on a field trip, will I get felt?
Depends if that's what we're mining for. Now read page 18. Glenn, you're in charge while I'm gone.
Okay, guys. First day as the assistant professor. So I thought I'd make things fun. My name is Glenn. two ends.
Hello, Professor Glenn.
We are going to the felt mines of...
sir, aren't the felt mines off limits? Aren't the felt mines off limits since that huge accident 4 years ago?
Yes, but I thought I'd make things fun today. There was a terrible accident that I am legally not encouraged to talk about.
That's a fuzzy legal thing, sir.
Yeah. Yes, people were in with, there were 19 Chilean miners dug deep into the felt mines and found themselves encased in raw, unfettered felt. Too plush to breathe.
Oh my God. I remember watching the live video stream as they tried to pull them out.
Yes.
They didn't want to leave.
No, they said, keep us in here. It feels like a womb.
Yeah.
It feels like a Muppet's womb.
Yeah. It's horrifying.
I know. We never saw them again. They could still be down there because
gestating.
It was only 4 years ago.
That's right. That's true. It hasn't been that long.
So anyways, I thought we'd go.
Well, let's go.
Now, you guys are newbies, okay?
Yes.
Sure.
Ancient civilizations are all around us. In fact, this felt mine is deep in the middle.
Someone just felt mine.
Sorry.
Well, still trying to turn to page 17
over here. Should I swing with
here?
Every pitch? Is it?
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Oh, that's...
No, sorry.
Gregory, listen, that's going to be a verbal, Gregory, okay? I'm giving you a verbal.
All right, sir.
A verb job right here.
Whoa! Verb job.
Boom.
Ow.
Stop it.
Okay, all right.
There's your verbal warning. Okay.
All right, I'm back. You've clearly read page 18 by now, and this classroom is... also a rocket ship. We're on our way to the felt mine. That's right. And since you all know what part of the ancient civilization we're covering in the felt mine, you'll be able to do this on your own.
Now, I know you guys are new, and training isn't over, but you know, you're just going to have to get out there into the real world, okay? I can't be there to hold your hands, you guys. I have an appointment.
What? Huh? You're going to leave us, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a... It's student hours. I have office hours in the back of the rocket ship.
What? You're not...
the engine.
You're just going back into the rocket?
Yes. I'm in under the engine doing office hours if you guys need me.
Oh,
okay?
All right.
Do not turn the rocket on during office hours. Okay?
Oh, all right, sir.
Glenn's got one rule. Do not incinerate Glenn. Now listen, good luck out there. It's the ancient Arterian civilization you guys are going to be exploring.
Oh.
Also, pick me up some nice sheets of felt.
You got it, sir. Brandy, look on the view screen. There it is, the Arterian homeworld. You hear that?
Yes.
That's through the emptiness of space. It's like dolphin calls.
Yes.
They're calling us down there.
I'm going to answer him.
It's responding. The sensors are off the scale. What did you say?
He said, Fa loves Pa.
Fa. Fa loves Pa.
Yeah, remember Day of the Dolphins a million zillion years ago?
Oh, yeah. Sure I do.
Sure you do.
Sure.
8 million comedians out of work and I'm making jokes.
I think we should dock before we go down there, if you get my meaning.
I'm watching you. I've been here the whole time.
Sorry, sir. All right.
Keep your hands to yourself, Gregory.
I'm sorry, sir.
And Brandy, zip that shirt up.
I gotta give you a tactile warning, bud.
Oh, Professor Glenn, I thought you were down under the engine.
Yeah, well, when you know, as soon as I sense sexual innuendo, yeah. I'm back up with the warning. So come here, come
okay.
here, come
all right.
here.
All right, all right.
Just place your body in the palm of my hand.
All right.
There. You feel that?
I feel it. Yeah.
That's your warning. That's okay.
Okay.
And the warning's gonna move around
what?
Your body.
What?
Okay.
Sir.
Now the warning's gonna just come down Wait. And feel
Hold
the
on.
Supple curves of
hey.
Your behind.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes. Huh?
No, what's going on?
We're just having some fun.
you cupped my buttocks,
you
sir.
You know what? I'm gonna be in the engine.
Well, don't go. We're starting to land. We're starting our descent down to Artesia. Here we go.
There it is. Look at the terrain.
There, yes, you'll see. Right there in between those mountains.
Fire those retro rockets.
Right there is the valley. The valley of Felt, where the Felt mines are.
We'll be back after a word from our sponsors. This portion of our show is brought to you by Bluetooth. Now brain cancer comes in a new color. Blue. Bluetooth. And by Tang, the space drink. Now in two flavors. Orange and Poon. Now back to our show.
We've landed.
It was a pretty rough landing.
It was a really rough landing.
It
was very noisy.
I bruised my coccyx.
We can have Glenn fix that for you.
No, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay,
it's okay.
Just
it's
place
okay.
your coccyx in the palm of my hand.
I don't need yours. I have one of my own. It's for my back.
I feel better.
All right.
All right, Brandy, Gregory, get out there and find some felt.
Yes.
All right, sir. We'll put our respirators on. The air is thick with felt here, Brandy.
Why would anybody need felt?
Why would anybody need felt?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Well, what is it?
Felt is like wool. It's like condensed wool. We power everything back on Earth with felt.
So, in other words, you have to feel it to know it's felt?
Exactly.
And you don't know it's felt unless you feel it.
Unless you feel it.
And. And.
Did you hear that?
Who turned on the engine? You fried Glenn.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to find an assistant professor? They don't come cheap. God damn it. Now I have to go clean up burnt Glenn. You two get out there and find some felt.
All right, sir.
Earth's puppets need you.
You know, Brandy, when I showed up for school this morning, I had no idea that we'd be here together on Artura. The felt source in the whole sector.
Wow.
Just the two of us.
But our mission is to get felt.
Yeah?
You know, these dickheads think I don't know that I'm making sexual innuendos.
You're in full control of everything you do, Brandy.
That's right. I feel more powerful by the minute. Oh, shit. One of the silicones is leaking.
What? Oh. Here, let me cauterize that.
You got to put something in there. Maybe some of that felt.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is raw felt. It hasn't been processed yet. Sorry, I'm just masturbating. I don't know what came over me. You're so hot. I can't stop.
You know what?
What?
I can't either.
This plant is having an effect on us, Brandy. It's turning our libidos into...
This feels so good. Oh, damn.
Brandy, don't...
Oh, sweet mystery.
Don't look behind you.
Hey!
touching our food.
We come in peace. We are students from the Space Science Academy. We're just here on a field trip.
Looking for piece of felt.
Oh. What do you think we should do with them?
We take them for our own.
No!
We learn about them. Take them to visiting species class.
Yeah. We could take them back as show and tell for today. How you like that? You could be female of species we don't know, and masturbating male of species we don't know. Asexual.
Look at him go. Look, you can't even stop.
You can't stop for 1 second.
The mere mention of it.
Too repulsive.
So disgusting.
I'm not even enjoying it anymore.
Why do you continue if you don't enjoy it?
I can't stop.
You're a nightmare of a person.
You dare step on ancient land of the unturned Artesians.
You masturbate on the felt of the felt mines of Artesia.
Do you know how hard it is to get that out of felt?
What?
It's pretty damn hard.
Not even Club Soda gets that out.
Look.
The Club Soda mines are not for miles.
They're way on the other side.
Look, I'll make a deal with you, all right?
I'm listening.
Brandy.
I'm watching.
Brandy is the only female in our science academy. You can have her if you let me go.
You're cowardly.
I am
piece
cowardly.
Of shit.
I
you
am.
Hand over your only female. We take her.
Sorry, Brandy.
Oh, shit. Why couldn't I have lived when Betty Friedan lived or Gloria Steinem? Or they'd be rolling in their graves on a rotisserie right now the way you treat me.
Our understanding is they are rolling in their graves on a rotisserie right now.
That is what we know of your civilization from our class. All of your dead are put on spits and roasted for eternity. Is this not true?
We were led to believe this.
Our textbooks all say that it's about the humans.
Our PA said it would be fun to...
I know, he said it would be real fun to come out here today. And
well, whatever you do, don't.
Oh, well...
Well...
You convinced me.
I had so much planned.
I know. But she said don't, so maybe we won't now.
Then into the felt mine with them!
No means no.
Oh, well, now we can't do that either.
No means no.
Okay. Sorry, Arturian
There's no forcible no, and no legitimate no. No means no.
This is also interesting because we were told that no means maybe by your civilization, so now,
Now
we hear that no means no.
You're the ones that invented Rohypnol. Women certainly didn't.
It's true.
Yes.
It was the next logical step after felt.
It's chemically different only by one molecule, right? Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. You are scientists.
I am. Brandy, over here, quick. I'm sending you with those aliens as a ploy.
Why don't you do something about it? What are you, little Johnny Jones, the boy next door with no dick? Can't you stand up for me?
Hey, while they stage whisper, should we pretend we don't hear them?
Yeah. Okay. But don't talk so much that we stop hearing them.
Oh, how about this weather?
Yeah, oh, can you believe that you can see the air?
I know.
So, Brandy, take this tracking device and put it somewhere on your body. Conceal it where they can't find it.
No.
Why?
Because.
Hey, no means nobody.
Oh.
In other words, in your tongue, Tofsky Shitsky for Yuski.
Whoa.
I've never been so offended.
I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
And now another word from our sponsor.
Hey, everybody. This portion of our show is brought to you by All Time Radio. Right now, it's 10 minutes past the hour, and in about 5 seconds more, it'll be 15 seconds past the hour. Later at the bottom of the hour, it'll be 30 minutes past the hour. And 5 minutes after that, it will be 5 minutes after the bottom of the hour, coming up on the quarter hour. All Time Radio. You'll love it.
Back to the action.
I'm sorry.
Your female of the species is the most dominant female we've ever seen. We cannot take her.
And yet the most sexually inviting.
But no means no. We can do nothing about it.
No. She is the embodiment of Tantalus.
Tell me more.
She's tantalizing us, but we cannot have her.
True.
Technically, Tantalus was the embodiment of Tantalus. But that was in an ancient civilization.
You are a scientist.
What?
Yes. I take a class.
I'm in that class. Back to them.
Okay.
We cannot take your female.
What? You can't?
No. Our culture prohibits it. There are so many men on this planet. We have no females, so we must respect them when we see them.
Then you have to let us go.
Well, we have to let her go.
What?
Wait a minute. What? Aren't you going to keep both of us?
Well,
you want me to go?
You are our queen now.
Oh!
And this... this human boy gets flung into the deepest caverns of the felt mines.
I don't know what to say.
No.
This is the greatest day of my life.
Brandy, they're throwing me into the caverns of the felt mines with those Chilean miners.
Yes, that's right, and I'm going to get my own reality show. Sucker!
Goodbye, human male.
Oh!
We'll see you later, human male. Enjoy your fall down the felt shaft.
It's like a womb. Thud?
Very soft thud.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, what you doing down here, man?
I was on the surface just a few minutes ago, and a couple of the natives here threw me down here as a punishment.
Yeah, it's pretty great, man. It's real great. It's like living in a hug.
It really is.
Oh, man.
So cut the fucking small talk, okay? Cut the fucking small talk. Why are you here?
Why am I here?
Why?
Well, I was sent here on a field trip, and I was supposed to bring back a little bit of felt for my class project, but it turns out the girl I came with has been made queen by the Arturians, and
they pick up a little fucking felt for my fucking science project. What do you think, I'm a strunad?
No, I don't. I don't even know.
Do you think that about him, man?
Yeah,
no.
You think he's a strunad?
I think he's a gakieron, like a fucking what a talking machine.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I don't. I don't. I respect you guys. I watched the live news feed when you guys first fell into this mine.
We are the last three living Chilean miners down here.
Wow.
It's pretty nice down here.
Well, someday you're going to have to get your waste hauled out of here.
Well.
So I was thinking maybe we could talk, you know, get some money, get the franchise, and get your fucking all that shit, all that waste.
We'll get it out of here.
Good.
We can get it out of here. We'll make a deal.
Good.
How have you guys survived down here all this time?
Eating.
And
loading guns.
I trust those are not manicotti shells.
No. The manicotti shells got all used up, man. They were the most lethal manicotti shells we had. And we used to blow the brains out of the other Chilean miners.
So this was like cannibalism.
That's right. We eat the other miners, man.
Wow.
Today, I was going to be eaten. But look who just showed up to take my place.
Whoa. I can help you guys. You can use me.
Yeah, for food.
No. I can help you get out of here.
Yeah. But of our tight situation of no food.
The only thing this place is missing is food, man. Everything else is a felt room. We made chairs of felt.
They're pretty comfortable.
Let me see what I got in my pockets. I've got some Tang packets.
Whoa, what did I hear about Tang now? What does it come in? What flavors do you have?
Orange and poon, Doc.
I knew it. I knew I heard about that somewhere.
Yeah, we got poon Tang.
Okay, all right.
Will this do? Will you take this in place of me?
Yes, we're also very lonely. So we would take your Tang.
Tell you what, man. If you know a way to get us out of here,
yeah.
If you know a way to get us out of here.
Where are you from, man?
I am from New Chile. When the French colonized Chile in 2214.
Oh, Chile.
Yeah, Chile.
In the time that you guys have been trapped down here, we've done high-resolution scanning of the subterranean felt tunnels. I can show you the way out.
Oh, it's right there.
Through that door. There's been a felt door here the whole time.
Why did we not see that before? Boss man, why you not tell us about that door? I blame you.
Well, okay.
Doobie doobie doo.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, is there any felt down here?
Oh, my God.
I gotta make a hat.
I need a hat. I'm from the 1940s, and every jamoke in town wears a hat.
Yes,
and they're made of felt, and we don't
so
have any more.
The zombified corpse of Frank Sinatra is hiding behind the door all this time?
That's right. Now let me speak to the head shit fuck.
Well,
that's him now.
I guess that would be me, since I'm new here. So.
Get digging.
Get digging?
Get digging, mouse balls.
Okay.
Yeah, dig him a hat, and then dig us out.
All right. Hats. I need hats so I can be cool.
Scratching at this felt. It won't yield to me, though. It just keeps bouncing back. I'm not making any progress.
Rub with the grain. With the grain of the felt.
The grain of the felt.
And whisper to it. Be a felt whisperer. Say things you think the felt will like.
All right.
I need felt. Yes, it's true. You passed the wazoo.
It's working.
If you are a Gavon from New Jersey.
The felt is forming itself into fedoras.
You know, I'm losing my mind. I need a hat because I'm losing my brain. I've got you under my house. How does it go? I know how it goes. Start the music.
It's made
again,
a
please.
Hat for him. Look, it's got a hat.
It's a hat. I've made a hat out of the felt, out of raw felt.
Give me that. Here. Give me that. Oh, this fits like a fucking glove. Oh, you know who's going to first compliment me is my mother. Dolly, the abortionist. Back alley. Every Gavon is proud today in New Jersey, Hoboken.
Okay, so let's get out of here then, man, and go find what leads to the end of this tunnel, and is there something we can do for you in return?
Well, when we get back to the surface, there's a girl up there named Brandy. I'd like you to put in a good word for me.
Fucked her, blew me.
Oh.
I don't think you want that now.
No,
man. You got zombie seconds, man.
Oh, no. All right, this way, guys. Oh, this way.
Here we go.
Man, listen to us creep through this felt tunnel.
There's the outdoor. There. We found the exit.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah,
yep, that's
that
it.
Wasn't very long at all.
We're on the surface.
This was easy. 4 years we were down here.
Hey, there's that girl. There's a girl. Is that her?
That's her. That's Brandy.
No, it ain't. That's her little sister. Hands off. Come on. You gotta draw the line somewhere. And if you don't know how to get out of a bit, just declare it a gutter ball and screw.
Zombies are wise, man.
You know what? We've decided to follow Sinatra instead of you.
Zombies. Otherwise, Dino, Pally, the whole thing just fucking lays there and dies, and it's cold out here alone, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to follow Zombie Sinatra. You're not our leader anymore.
I'm your new guru.
Let's do it.
Okay, so there she is. What's your move, man? She's with those two artisans. They're making her a queen. They're queen.
They're trying to fertilize her. We've got to get over there before they complete the process.
Will she be fertilized? We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
But they've got high hopes. Yes, it's the greatest of Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra has Alzheimer's. Welcome. Welcome, Mr. Frank Sinatra. 100 years old today and a happy 15th to your colostomy bag.
Yeah, I'll handle the jokes, putz. I want you to go out and get my new album. I remember what's her name. To tell you the truth, I can't remember when I started forgetting. It was I've Got You Under My House. Oh, Chicago, it's a wonderful band. And go out and buy it today, and I'll include a hole in your record.
And now, to the thrilling conclusion of Illusionoid.
And so, Brandy Butts.
Brandy Butts.
You are now decked out in felt loincloth, a felt crown,
felt shoes,
felt frills.
Your felt petticoat.
And now we fertilize you. Now we will both begin masturbating.
Yes, we.
Wait, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do this. I have a latex mask on.
Latex?
Yes.
Latex, the exact opposite of felt?
You guys thought I was Brandy Butts. The butts part. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Yes. On me, not in
Paul
me.
Paul Lind.
Let's go antiquing.
The opposite of girl. Paul Lind.
That's right, honey.
Brandy.
Got any poppers?
Brandy, you're Paul Lind?
What do you think, stupid?
The center square.
Paul, according to supermarket tabloids, what should you do when your child is banging his head against the wall? I'd say accompany him on the piano.
For eons have our people watched the center square. There's no better man than Pauline.
That's right, and who's man enough to come and take me?
We are!
Rough. Oh, you guys are rough trade.
This is how we do it here.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm getting back on the ship, Brandy. Paul.
Oh.
If you want to stay with these guys, they're going to beat you and try to impregnate
you.
No,
not
stay.
In the name of Justin Bieber. I'm coming with you.
All right.
We'll miss you, Pauline. We thank you for that brief sexual interlude. Thank you for punching us.
Ask me how the rat race is going.
How's the rat race going?
The rats are winning.
We'll miss you.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
All right, Paul.
Hello, Frisco.
Back on the ship, Paul. Grab a piece of felt, though. We need it for the final exam.
What's the obsession with felt?
Felt powers everything back on Earth, remember?
Doesn't power me.
What does power you, Paul?
Locker room.
I see you're back with the felt.
Yes, sir. We're
and now
back.
You can answer for burning Glenn to a crisp.
Ah, right.
Still vaguely alive, you guys. Gonna have to give you an oral warning on that one.
Oh, no. All right. How close do I have to get for that one?
Right in here.
Oh. 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 Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was the story.
Hey, oh, I'll
look at the
video.
Billy West!
Billy West, ladies and gentlemen!
West.
Fantastic!
Thanks!
Space Science Academy, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, Nug Nargang, and special guest star, Billy West. Music provided by Bob Durkach on the theremin, and sound effects and other music provided by Jay McCarroll. Recorded live at Comedy Bar, August 25th, 2012, in conjunction with Fan Expo and the Canadian Comedy Awards. Introduction by Gary Rideout Jr. and Brett the Hitman Hart. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.